When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We take a lot of objects and items that we use every day for granted. But did you know some of them have incredible hidden components that are actually designed to save your life? From secret details in planes and cars to little-known features on your phone, backpack, and even pen lid. So get ready to find out the true life-saving purposes of the things hidden all around you.
You're listening to
BMA.
When you look at an aircraft engine, you can't really tell if it's running or not. While it might be tempting to take a closer look to confirm, you should stay back. Because, even from 16 feet away, some jumbo jet engines are powerful enough to suck incredibly heavy items straight into them. So how can the ground crew tell if they're in danger of being sucked in and sliced to ribbons? Well, I'm sure you have already noticed the spirals painted on the central cones of the engine. When the engine's off, it looks like an unassuming decorative detail. But when they're running, the spirals become obvious white blurs, depending on the rotation speed. So it's pretty easy to see when it's a super spinning threat or not. Although it's not just ground crew these spirals are designed to save. Major aircraft manufacturers argue that this design keeps birds from flying into the engines when they are airborne, with the high-speed spirals apparently scaring them away. Although you'd assume the ear-splitting noise of the aircraft alone would be enough to keep them from thinking it was a safe place to rest. But I guess evolution works in mysterious ways. If you're interested in delving more into the spirals and jet engines, I dedicated a full episode to it. Check it out. Now, if you've ever sat in the window seat of a plane, you've probably noticed the tiny hole at the bottom of your quasi-rectangular window. While a lot of people don't think much of it, it's actually essential for keeping you safe when you're up in the air. It all comes down to cabin pressure because the higher the plane climbs, the less oxygen there is. At a cruising altitude of 35,000 feet up, the air pressure is so low that anyone on the outside the plane would almost immediately pass out. To prevent that from happening inside the plane, the cabin is routinely pressurized. This is great for keeping the passengers and pilots conscious, but it's not so good for the plane. The structure needs ways of relieving the strain that all this pressure puts on the aircraft, which is where those tiny holes, called bleed or breather holes, come into the equation. If you look at a typical airplane window, you'll see it's made up of three separate panes. The outer two layers contain the difference between the pressure of the cabin and the sky, while the pane with the bleed hole allows for pressure to be balanced between the gap in the panes and the cabin. Not only that, but they also release moisture and minimize condensation that'd otherwise block your view. So they save your life and your holiday snaps. But before you go uploading all those photos to Instagram, take a second to follow this podcast and leave a 5-star rating if you haven't yet. I put up brand new content weekly filled with incredible facts and way fewer hashtags than the gram. Now, if you're done playing around with all those filters, let's dive back into even more hidden features that could one day save your life. Still on the topic of aviation, if you've never noticed the bleed holes in airplane windows, then you've probably never spotted the weird wand-like things strapped onto the aircraft's wing. While they look like someone plucked them out of a Harry Potter film, they're not using magic to help the plane take off. You see, as a plane flies, it's constantly rubbing against the particles in the atmosphere. This creates a buildup of static electricity, the same thing that accidentally gives people electric shocks, or on purpose if you're feeling naughty. This buildup tends to migrate to the trailing edges of the aircraft, but if all that electricity builds up in one section, it could create a huge spark and result in a fire. Like flying wasn't scary enough already, but the static wicks work as pathways to drain the excess electrical buildup from the plane back into the atmosphere. They also help dissipate the energy from any lightning strikes that hit the plane, which is incredibly important as planes are struck by lightning about once a year. So, if you're ever on a plane traveling through a scary-looking storm cloud, magic won't save you, but those static wicks probably will. Spirals, bleed holes, static wicks. Could airplanes have any more life-saving details that most people didn't know about? The answer is, obviously, yes. And another one can be found out on the wing. Poking out of the metal sheeting, you can see several sets of small yellow bumps dotted across the wing. If you've never seen them in use, then that's actually a good thing, because these are escape rope brackets and they're only used when something seriously bad has happened and the plane is forced to make an emergency landing. In an event like this, inflatable emergency slides automatically deploy from almost every door on the plane, allowing passengers to slide to safety. But passengers on the wing have the harrowing task of walking out onto the wing to get to their slide, although it isn't always that simple. In the event of a water landing, the wings are likely to be wet and slippery, and the rocking of the plane could see a survivor take a nasty tumble into the water below. To ensure no one is lost to the waves this way, cabin crew secure an emergency rope across the wing using these escape brackets, giving survivors something to cling to, other than hope, as they cross. So, when you're booking your next flight, remember, unless you're happy making this James Bond-style overwing exit, maybe choose a seat further back. Can we all agree that the worst place to feel ill is on an airplane? Small, cramped, and with no chance of getting off until you've arrived. But what if you lock yourself in the airplane lavatory and then suddenly faint? Or worse, have a heart attack? Considering these cubicles don't have a master key opening, how are cabin crew meant to get to you? Or do you just have to wait until you land? Is anyone else panicking right now? Fortunately, the brainiacs that designed some of these aircraft have thought all these scenarios through. At first glance, those metal lavatory signs don't look out of the ordinary, but some of them are actually hiding a secondary override lock designed to open the door from the outside to help passengers in need should the worst happen to them on the Mile High John. Now we all have that one friend who's a huge fan of a good hike, and it seems like they're always trying to get you back in touch with the good old outdoors. As great as all their enthusiasm is, the outdoors isn't always the safest place to be. From animal attacks to health issues and falling accidents, you're actually 6.4 times more likely to die while hiking than you are while skydiving. Suddenly, that 3-hour trek into the wilderness is starting to sound much less appealing. But if you find yourself in a tight spot 127 hours style, not all hope is immediately lost depending on what kind of backpack you have. Hidden in the buckles of plenty of adventuring packs are tiny ridge tubes that double up as emergency whistles. It's an easy-to-reach essential that can help you attract attention. All you have to do is keep your head and your arm and whistle for help. Let's talk about another adventure accessory, bicycle helmets. You probably noticed that its design includes many cavities. Just about any bicycle helmet can protect your noggin, but why would you buy a helmet with loads of holes in it? Surely if it's not covering your entire head, then it won't be that effective, right? Well, actually wrong. These holes are primarily used for ventilation because you release about 7 to 10% of your body heat through your head. But when you exercise, this can result in a super sweaty buildup that drips down into your eyes. Not only is it gross, but it's insanely dangerous if you can't see where you're going. But these holes also serve another, ironically, accidental safety function as well. During a study in 1990 into the protective capability of bicycle helmet material, it was found, almost by chance, that helmets with holes in them had a much better protective design. This is because the helmet's material has more space to move, allowing it to absorb a greater amount of shock in comparison to full cover designs. So when a rider hits something headfirst like a tree, the helmet's material can spread out into these spaces and absorb more of the force instead of the rider's head. While the rider will probably still have a few scrapes and bruises, without that holy helmet, you could say that damage would be a whole lot worse. Helmets aren't the only accidentally ingenious designs out there. Years ago, an internet myth began circulating that car headrests were designed to be detachable and sharp in order to break the car's window in an emergency. Unfortunately, there was no real evidence to support this claim because no car manufacturers or designers came forward to corroborate it. But it would take more than that to stop people from trying this urban legend out for themselves. Many brave window smashers have attempted to show the world that a detached car headrest can, in fact, be used as an emergency escape tool. From using brute force to hammer the car window, to leveraging it on a pivot point to break the glass inside the door. While they definitely haven't been created with window smashing in mind, a plush headrest can genuinely be used to get yourself out of a sticky situation. Who knew headrests would turn out to be secret Swiss Army knives? However, not everyone has cars, so let's talk about public transport safety. The New York City subway is made up of the most stations in the world. But since it was completed in the 1930s, very few changes have been made to this subway's mammoth infrastructure. So when it comes to safety, you might be wondering what systems are in place to stop serious accidents. And one of those is simpler than you'd ever believe. As a train pulls up to a station platform, the conductor will lean out the window and point to a specifically placed black and white board overhead. It's a simple gesture that all conductors repeat at every single platform they stop at, but it's crucial to the journey. Why? Because this signal alone confirms that the platform is lined up alongside the full length of the train before the conductor opens the doors. While it may not seem like a big deal, if the train were to stop anywhere else, bustling passengers would likely step right out onto the electrified tracks. Yikes, that's enough to ruin anyone's commute. In London, well, they keep saying mind the gap millions of times per day until you learn that you should really consider minding the gap.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're in trouble, calling the emergency services should put you at ease. But there are some situations where obviously reporting something can put you in danger of becoming a target. Fortunately, Apple has built a small feature into their iPhones to help you tiptoe around this exact situation. Holding down the side button and one of the volume buttons of a model later than an iPhone 7 will bring up an emergency SOS slider on the screen. You can drag it across to call the emergency services or continue holding them down to do so automatically. And for any model earlier than an iPhone 7, you can rapidly click the side or top button 5 times before dragging across the same slider. After the call ends, any emergency contacts you have in your contact list receive a text message with your current location, and if your location changes, they'll also get an update. But it's not just Apple who are the secret heroes of the hour, because Samsung Galaxy phones also have a simple SOS feature. Once it's set up, all you have to do is click the lock button 3 times to send an SOS message to your emergency contacts with your location. Depending on its settings, it'll also send photo recordings or a voice message to provide more evidence of what's happening around you. It may only save a few seconds, but in emergency situations, a few seconds can often be the difference between life and death. Now, if you're trying not to draw attention to yourself calling the emergency services, there's a good chance you might not want to be heard either. So how do you have a conversation over the phone without speaking? It sounds impossible, but there are emergency service protocols around the world that deal with these exact situations. If you're in the UK, for example, there's a silent solution that operators look out for. If they can't hear your voice, they'll ask you to tap the handset or cough to respond to their questions. They'll even give you a prompt to press 55, which automatically connects you to the police. Even if you still can't talk, the police call handler will attempt to communicate by asking yes or no questions that can be answered by hitting buttons on the keypad. And it's not just the Brits that use this silent solution. U.S. states like Maryland and Massachusetts use a 911 silent call procedure, where callers can press buttons to answer yes or no questions and indicate what service they need. But over in New York, you can simply text the emergency services, all by sending things like your location and your status to 911. Although, obviously, don't go sending them any emojis. Now imagine this. You live on the top floor of a 30-story building and you've had a serious accident. You can't move, but you've managed to call the emergency services. They're trying to get to you as quickly as possible, but they have too much equipment to use the stairs. On top of that, some idiot in the elevator just hit all the buttons. Ugh. So, how do the emergency services get to you as quickly as possible? The secret is actually inside the elevator. Emergency protocols are programmed into most lifts of high-rise buildings that turn the elevator into an express ride to a specified floor. And how do they use them? In some cases, they just hold down the closed door button, but in others, it's a different combination of the floor number and closed door button. It saves time stopping at every floor, which could be the difference between life and death. Or, if you know the secret, it can speed up any resident's ride and stop them from being late. But I can trust you not to abuse this information, right? Throughout most of the United States and Europe, it's a legal requirement that road-using cars have tires with a tread depth of at least 1.6 millimeters, which is only slightly thicker than a penny. It doesn't seem like a big deal, but tires worn down lower than that put you at a major risk of skidding out of control when you slam on those brakes. But without taking a costly trip to the garage, how can you tell that it's time to change your tires? It's near impossible to judge such a small measurement by eye alone, and it'd be a pain to try and figure it out from a yardstick. Fortunately, most tires have a hidden feature that can save you hassle and your life. If you take a close look, you'll find that your tires have tread wear indicators. These are small horizontal rubber bars that are evenly spaced across the central grooves. If the tread of your tire is level with these bumps, it's time to get them changed pronto. Unless you'd prefer to ride in an ambulance? Driving along a stretch of American asphalt at night, you might spot the red, white, and yellow reflectors stretched along the road. But they're not just there to look pretty. Yellow reflectors usually line the center of the road, white separates the lanes, and red indicates the edge of the road, or that you're going the wrong way. But every now and again, a blue reflector might catch your eye, and unlike the others, its placement doesn't seem to follow any kind of pattern. Yet as sporadic as their placement seems, they're actually some of the most important reflectors of all. That's because these tiny blue reflectors indicate to firefighters that there's a hydrant nearby. And their placement on the road, which is usually left or right of the central line, shows which side of the road it's on. It saves the fire crews from scrabbling around in the dark trying to find the nearest hydrant, giving them more time to put out any fatal fires. Have you ever been out on the road in dark or bad weather when, all of a sudden, a car in front of you with broken brake lights slammed to a halt? Most drivers will understand that this is one of the most terrifying and dangerous things that can happen out on the road. Without those essential brake lights, emergency stops can turn into rear-end crashes that can be fatal. But while it's illegal to drive without them, it doesn't stop the occasional idiot from doing so. Which is exactly why some car manufacturers decided to take the matter into their own hands. Many automatic car models have an inbuilt transmission parking lock system, also called a parking PAL. These tiny devices lock the shifter of automatic cars in the park position if the system detects a fault in any important linked elements, like brake lights. This super small feature keeps those dangerous vehicles off the road until they're fixed, and saves other road users from driving up the wall. Moving on, expiration dates are on just about everything from food to makeup and even medicine. But while eating something or applying a cream a few days out of date won't kill you, expired medicine can cause a real headache. Once those pills hit that date, the manufacturer can no longer guarantee the potency or safety of the drug you're taking. Even worse, if they're not labeled properly, they can be illegally sold on to vulnerable people. But who really looks at the expiration date on pill packets? Not enough of us, apparently, which is why the doctor and designer team of Gautam and Kanupriya Goel came up with an ingenious design for self-expiring packaging. From the second it's printed, the paper the packaging is printed on changes slowly over a set period of time. Once the medicine is expired, it's practically impossible to read what it is, let alone assume it's safe to use with all those big X's everywhere. While it's currently just a concept, the world might soon be a place where no one has to guess whether or not a medicine is safe to take. Next up, there's probably not a person alive who hasn't used a Bic pen. While their ballpoint tip is a nifty innovation, the holes in their caps don't seem as ingeniously designed. You've probably never given it much thought, or if you have, you've probably brushed it off as some random feature that stops the ink from drying out. But it actually serves an unimaginably important purpose for all the avid pen chewers out there, reducing the risk of choking deaths. Accidentally swallowing a pen lid and getting it caught in your throat is a real risk, and roughly 100 people in the U.S. die every year from doing so. Although that number used to be much, much higher, until Bic and other pen manufacturers introduced a life-saving design in the early 1990s. They added that small hole in the lid to allow air to pass through in the event they're swallowed by curious kids or adult idiots. It's just wide enough to let them breathe on their way to the emergency room. But seeing how unpleasant that sounds, maybe you should just resist the urge to put that pen cap in your mouth. But I know that's very hard. Any parent will tell you that kids put just about anything they can get their tiny hands on in their mouths. It's why toy boxes are usually plastered with those recommended age and choking hazard warnings. But sometimes kids are still able to get their hands on the tiniest, tastiest looking parts, like Lego heads. As it turns out, the tops of these iconic minifigures are apparently irresistible to little ones. But the design team at Lego have, thankfully, thought this through. Lego added in that strange little hole in the yellow heads in case a tiny tot ever got one caught in their throat. Should one ever get frighteningly lodged in their windpipe, the hollow head would effectively act as a tube, allowing the child to breathe. Safe as they may be, I bet watching a kid swallow a Lego head is enough to make a parent lose theirs. If you were amazed at these life-saving features, you might want to check out our series about secrets hidden in everyday things. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time you want to be amazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.